Today is the feast day of the dedication of the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. It's an ancient feast day that recalls this dedication of this oldest and largest church built in honor of Our Lady. It's again the oldest and the largest church in honor of Our Lady throughout the entire world. We know that this church was begun probably in the maybe as early as the 4th century. And then after the Council of Ephesus in the year 431, after this title of Our Lady of Theotokos, the Mother of God, was reaffirmed by the Church, Pope Sixtus III dedicated this church in honor of Our Lady. And this title, of course, Mary the Mother of God, is a very scriptural title. It goes right back to the fact that Our Lady gave birth to Jesus. Jesus is God, and we can truly call Mary the Mother of God. We know that Christ is one divine person. He's not two persons. He's not a human person and a divine person. He is a divine person who assumed a human nature. And a woman doesn't give birth to a nature, she gives birth to a person. Therefore, the person she gave birth to, Jesus Christ, being God, we can truly call Mary the Mother of God, Theotokos, the God-bearer. Thomas the Apostle would say, "My Lord and my God." Mary gave birth to Jesus, our Lord and our God. Even Elizabeth would say, "Who am I that the Mother of my Lord should come to me?" So one of Our Lady's greatest titles, Our Lady has over 2,000 titles. Her greatest title is the Mother of God. And this Basilica of St. Mary Major is dedicated to Our Lady under the title of Mary, Mother of God. This church is built on one of the seven hills of Rome called the Esquiline Hill. And it's one of the four major basilicas in Rome. Of course, the four we're very familiar with these four basilicas. They're called patriarchal cathedrals because they are in memory of the four original centers of the Catholic faith throughout the world. St. John Lateran represents St. Peter's See in Rome. St. Paul's Outside the Walls represents the See of Alexandria, where Mark was bishop. St. Peter's in the Vatican, the See of Constantinople. And St. Mary Major is the See of Antioch, where our Blessed Mother spent part of the remainder of her life. This dedication of the Basilica of St. Mary Major is also tied in with the title of Our Lady of the Snows. The story goes that in the year 352, a wealthy couple wanted to build a shrine, a church in honor of Our Blessed Mother, and Our Lady allowed a miraculous snowfall to happen in Rome at a certain time of year that was unaccustomed, and then this was the indication that this church should be built on that spot, on the Esquiline Hill. And so if you go there today on August 5th, every year they drop white rose petals from the dome to represent the falling of snow. It's a very beautiful sight to see. As you know, in each of the major basilicas, there are relics. St. Peter is buried under the main church, under the high altar in St. Peter's. St. Paul's relics are in his church of St. Paul's Outside the Walls. St. John Lateran contains the table upon which St. Peter said Mass. And then also, this church of St. Mary Major contains the relics of the manger, the relics of the crib underneath the high altar, and you can go and venerate them. Also in the Basilica of St. Mary Major is the relics of the great Rosary Pope, Pope Pius V, the great Pope of Lepanto fame, who established the Feast Day of the Rosary in thanksgiving for the great Rosary victory over the Turks in the Battle of Lepanto. In St. Mary Major, daily Mass has been said since the 300s. It's incredible, going all the way back. So on this wonderful feast day of St. Mary Major, we recall the words of Our Lady in Scripture that all generations will call her blessed. And when we call Mary the Blessed Virgin were fulfilling prophecy, because Scripture said all generations will call Mary blessed. So we honor her today under her title of Theotokos, the Mother of God. And we honor this beautiful title by praying the Angelus, hopefully at least once a day, perhaps many times a day, to recall the moment when she became the Mother of God at the Incarnation, when she said yes to God. Every time we pray the Rosary, every time we pray the Hail Mary, we honor Our Lady under that title, because we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. And Vatican II wrote beautifully in its council document, chapter 8. It says, from the earliest times, the Blessed Virgin is honored under the title of the Mother of God, in whose protection the faithful take refuge together in prayer in all their perils and needs. Accordingly, following the Council of Ephesus, there was a remarkable growth in the devotion of the people of God towards Mary, in veneration and love, in invocation and imitation. And so we say, Holy Mary, pray for us.